Okay, so I figured I'd do another ramble fab. That seems to be like a big request. I did one not too long ago, so I'm surprised that's what people want, but hey, why not? Because, I enjoy making myself come, so it works for us all. So I figured I'd just talk about some of my like fantasies that I think about on a regular basis. I know I've done that before. So there's already some of that in the archives, but yeah, I figured that would be something I could do. I don't know how long this is gonna go for. I got no idea, but we'll just take it how it goes, right? So, I have a pretty good imagination, I guess. I think that's part of why I don't do scripts, because that's my vibrator, it's kind of loud in me. Part of why I don't do scripts is because I'm always imagining various. Okay, so that's started playing, but I'm always imagining various kinds of situations on my own that I fantasize about. So when I'm thinking about when something comes to mind, a lot of times I'll just go ahead and record if I think it's something that would be fun for others to listen to. Like I said before, I only do improv because I sound so scripted when I do a script. So anyway, I tend to fantasize about different things before I go to bed. It's like relaxing. Kind of gets my mind off of whatever stress of the day and puts me in a calm mood. So lately I have a pretty specific fantasy. So it starts with me at a bookshop. I am sitting at a table and it's cozy, warm, and there's shelves of books all around me. I'm drinking tea or coffee or something hot. And I'm sitting by the window and snow's coming down and it's beautiful. I hear the little bell above the door at the bookstore here ring. And in walks this guy. And we make eye contact, and he smiles at me. And he sits at another table. And me not wanting to be a weirdo, I don't stare, but I'm definitely attracted to him. I watch him take off his coat and his hat and sit it in the chair next to him, and I'm assuming that he's going to have somebody join him, but I am sitting there for a little while and he opens a book and it looks like he's by himself. And for whatever reason, I'm in a brave mood. So I walk over and I say hello. And his face lights up and he smiles at me. And I ask him, hey, can you show me the book you're reading? I know I probably sound like a weirdo, but, and he laughs and asks me to sit and we have a good conversation and talk about books and movies and hobbies. He's from somewhere else, I don't know where, in the fantasy he could be from anywhere. But he's not local. He's going to some sort of program nearby for his, for, I don't know, whatever, master's degree, PhD, it doesn't matter. But he's not local. So, with that being the situation, I start telling him about places that people like to go to that are, fuck, that are nearby. And again, it's snowing, it's beautiful. And it starts to get a little heavier, the snow, so he says he's gonna go back to his place, and he enjoyed my company, so he invites me there. So I go, and his apartment is nice, not anything fancy, but bookshelves and paintings and kind of an eclectic artsy vibe, but again, really like cozy, not like a very, not like a sterile sort of gallery appearance. It's like a just another inviting little space. He tells me to sit on the couch, and he's gonna bring me something warm to drink. I don't know, I guess it's probably tea. I like tea. I drink coffee too, but you know. So we sit and we talk some more, and some time during the conversation, the door opens, and it looks like he has a roommate. And I am surprised, because we didn't talk about that. But this new guy tells me that he thought his roommate was out of town this weekend. The roommate says he was supposed to be there, but supposed to leave. But whatever, transportation got canceled. I don't fucking know. Doesn't matter in the fantasy. It doesn't matter at all. So, so the roommate goes off to, I don't know, settle in, take off his coat and everything else. And, stranger from the bookstore asks me if I'm okay, if I don't mind that his roommate's there. And I said, no, it's no big deal. I tell him that I want like a little alone time with him, and he says it's no big deal. Typically the roommate stays in his room, so we'll have some privacy. It's no big deal. And like, they have some sort of arrangement where if the other person has a date, they leave them alone. Fuck. So the roommate, is in his room, but at some point, while watching TV, bookstore guy gets on his knees in front of me and slides down my pants and puts my legs over his shoulders and starts eating my pussy. Oh, fuck. Fuck. Oh. And, telling me how he loves how I taste and it was so good that we met. And, at some point, I look, and out the corner of my eye, I see that the roommate caught us and was watching. And I make eye contact with him. And when he sees that I've noticed him, he doesn't look shy. He doesn't look concerned. He doesn't look awkward or uncomfortable. He looks like someone who is totally turned on by what they're watching. Oh, and my pussy gets even wetter. So the guy from the bookstore doesn't know that I'm making eye contact with his roommate, and soon enough the roommate pulls out his dick and starts stroking it while watching us. And I'm even more excited and more turned on, and it's like, oh, such a hot scene to have, like, two guys I'm so attracted to just having me in a situation like that. Oh, so I tap bookstore guy on his shoulder, and I say, I'll tell him to stop for a minute. He's like, what's wrong? And I tell him, nothing's wrong, but I turn around. And he turns around and sees his roommate, and the roommate is like, what? Who fucking cares that I'm watching? It's not a big deal. He's not apologetic at all. And I'm expecting my new buddy to get angry, but he doesn't really give a shit. And he tells him, you know, I don't fucking care if you watch, but I'm still gonna have to eat her pussy. I'm not stopping because of you. And he keeps licking me even more enthusiastically. And the roommate sits in a chair facing me, so he can see my face, and he can see me moaning. He can see me coming all over his roommate's face and on fingers. So now the roommate pulls his pants all the way down around his ankles. Like, he doesn't even give a shit anymore. Like, he's not trying to be, like, restrained in any way whatsoever. And he tells him, the roommate tells bookstore guy, I think it's funny that I'm calling him bookstore guy. Shit. Anyway, he asks him, like, hey, you know, you're eating her pussy. Have you fucked her yet? And bookstore guy says, no, I haven't fucked her yet, but I'm going to. And I don't protest, I don't care, because the whole scene is so sexy and I want to get fucked. Like, at this point, I desperately want to get fucked. I'm so hot and just turned on by the fact that the roommate's watching, and I'm just getting my pussy licked the way, just getting my pussy licked like that. And so the roommate says, I want to fuck her too. And he's like, looks at him, and he's like, you, why should I let you fuck her? And I'm looking like, huh, what? Like, how can you say, like, how can you say to your roommate, like, how can you say to him, will I let you fuck her, when I didn't even say I wanted it yet? But I don't don't care because I love it. I love that they're talking about fucking me. I love that I'm not even part of the conversation. It's just so hot and so sexy. It's like they know how badly I just want to be fucked. And I barely want both of them to fuck me. So the bookstore guy says, I met her today. And something about her, I know that she and I are going to be something special. And he grins at me and winks at me, and I know that something special is not only about spending time reading together. He has this look of like lust and affection. It's like a strange combination. It's like soft, but like hungry at the same time. So he pulls down his pants. And he tells me, you know, before I get fucked, I have to suck him off. So he stands in front of me while I sit on the couch, and he like, and he puts his dick in my mouth, and I suck him, and the roommate's still watching. Fuck, and I can hear him like, almost encouraging me, like, yeah, suck his dick. Oh yeah, be nice and dirty for him. Be dirty for us. So, at some point, you know, he can't take it anymore with me sucking him, and he wants to be inside me. So he pushes me on my back on the couch. And my pants were already off. And he slides into my wet pussy. Oh, fuck. Oh, shit. And he feels so amazing. And the roommate gets up. And he says, And he says to him, put her on the floor. So he stops fucking me, and I get on the floor on my hands and knees. And roommate says, yeah, that's better. And now he shoves his dick in my mouth. And my bookstore buddy shoves his fucking cock in my pussy. It's a bit roasting me. Oh, and the roommate says, you have to bring her around more often. Oh, the bookstore guy's like, fuck yeah, I do. How doesn't she feel good? How doesn't she suck cock good? And they both talk about how good I feel and how much they love it. At some point, they switch places. And when they both get ready to come, they stop and come all over my tits. Because at some point I will have taken off everything. Oh, fuck. Oh, shit, and the roommate says, yeah. Do you mind if I hold on to her for a little bit tonight? And then the bookstore guy says, sure, go for it. And then the fantasy, it's like this regular event to the point where we all live together, and they just share me whenever and however they want. And I fantasize about that all the time. And the scene is like really clear, and it has to be like, it has to be that sort of specific situation. I needed to be like cozy and warm and inviting. It's moments of roughness and moments of being soft and just like this unpredictable mix of all kinds of fun. That's a fantasy, and it's perfect timing that I'm finished, because I'm gonna fucking come. I'm gonna fucking. Oh fuck, I'm coming right now. Shit. Accidentally turned it up. Okay, so I'm going to stop. This has gone on so much longer than I expected it to, so hope you all enjoyed it. That's all I got for now.